Welcome back to The Roundtable. I'm Sarah LaDuke. Indiegogo is the largest global crowdfunding platform. Campaigns have launched around the world with millions of dollars being distributed every week due to contributions made by the Indiegogo community. The company was launched in 2008 and is headquartered in San Francisco, with offices in Los Angeles and New York City. If Indiegogo and crowdfunding sound like so much gobbledygook to you, film, web, and video manager at Indiegogo, John Tragonis, joins us now to tell us all about it. John is the author of Crowdfunding for Filmmakers, and he will be moderating the Indiegogo panel at this year's Woodstock Film Festival. John Tragonis, welcome to the roundtable.
Thank you.
Let's begin very basically as we can, by having you explain what crowdfunding is.
In a nutshell, crowdfunding is people or fundraisers pooling together small amounts of funds from large amounts of people, and basically funding the things that matter most to them.
And about how long has this been a thing?
It's funny, crowdfunding actually dates back all the way to the Statue of Liberty, the world's first, one of the world's first crowdfunding projects. But in our time, it has been around since 2008. Indiegogo actually was the platform that started it all.
And Indiegogo is one of the most commonly utilized crowdfunding platforms on the internet. What are some of the other big ones that people may have heard of by now?
Well, I should probably talk about Indiegogo, if anything, but there are definitely other ones out there. But in reality, there's only two big ones that are in the mix right now, and we are one of those.
And the other is, I'm just going to say it, is Kickstarter.
See, you can say it, I can't.
Okay, that's fine. The other is Kickstarter.
No, I can totally say it.
No, I know, yeah. I know. So what is, and we'll let you fly the company flag, what is particularly good about Indiegogo?
Well, Indiegogo has two methods of fundraising, whereas the competitions usually have just one. So we have a fixed method, which means you have to hit your goal.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever you want to raise, you have to hit it, or you don't get any of it. So it's all or nothing. And then we also have flexible fundraising, which means whatever you earn, you get to keep. So that's our main difference alongside of a great customer happiness team. That's what we call our customer service, because everybody's happy.
Good.
And we have no gatekeepers that basically tell campaigners what they can or cannot fund. They, anybody anywhere in the world can fund anything on our site.
How did you become involved in crowdfunding?
I crowdfunded a short movie that I did called Cerise about 4 years ago, when crowdfunding was relatively still new. And I saved up some money on my own, and I heard about this amazing thing called crowdfunding. You can get money from the internet. And I was like, that's amazing. Does it work? And I decided to, test it out, and I tried to raise $5,000 on Indiegogo, and I ended up raising $6,300. Now, back 4 years ago, that was a substantial amount of money.
Mm-hmm.
Now the equivalent is a little bit higher of the minimums that people tend to raise, but it was really the experience of doing it that taught me how much this is a revolutionary thing that we're dealing with here, allowing just everyday people to fund stuff that they love.
So you mentioned that you funded a short film, and also mentioned that Indiegogo doesn't tell creators what kind of thing they can ask for funds for. So it could be anything. Anything, mm-hmm. potentially. But what are some of the main things? Short films, albums, what other types of things are most often funded?
Well, we have a lot of gaming campaigns, so people who want to make video games and things like that. We have technology is very big. People just having an idea for a cool device. I'm actually wearing one of those devices now, a Misfit Shine, which is an activity tracker that was fundraised on Indiegogo. Everything from, again, like you said, music albums, film, those are our two bigger ones. And then anything else, we've had, I don't know if you remember a Karen Klein, the bus monitor, who was actually, she was on the school bus and she was ridiculed by the students.
I do remember that.
Yeah, it was very, very painful and touching.
Mm-hmm.
But what the touching part was that people wanted to give her a vacation. And I believe they wanted to raise $5,000. And they ended up raising a lot more than that. I mean, to the point where, she's set, for life. And that's kind of like you know, the best thing about Indiegogo is that people will come together for people and do wonderful things for them, you know. So, you know, anything from causes to entrepreneurial businesses to the creative arts, Indiegogo is ripe for.
How do creators communicate with the audience they're trying to reach? How do they find the people that will fund their project?
The majority of your funding at first is going to come from your direct network, usually family, friends, former supporters or prior supporters of your other work in the case that you're a creative artist in that sense, which I know a lot about.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that kind of starts it rolling. You know, you want to get your what I call the love money,
right.
from the people, you know, from the people who love you the best and, mm-hmm. and they want the best for you. But then ultimately through email, through, you know, traditional modes of fundraising, like making cold phone calls to people and organizations, to social media. Social media is a kind of big one, things like Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Google+. Just kind of, you know, interacting with your friends, people in the who like the same subjects that you're going to do a movie about or you're going to create a business for. Those are the people that you can reach through social media, and they will be the people giving you the additional funding, as long as you make a the right kind of play in terms of your pitch, how you present yourself and your idea, and what you're offering. Because your crowdfunding is really based primarily on the pitch and what you're going to give to people, what we call the perks here at Indiegogo.
I have personally felt compelled and have thus donated to crowdfunding campaigns because I wanted the perk. That must be pretty common.
That's it. Yeah. Oh, believe me, I keep getting out of money sometimes. It's kind of ridiculous these days. But there's a lot of good projects and a lot of cool perks. I mean, I contribute when I see something, you know, when I see a good project or the person comes across as very authentic, you know, genuine. And then, you know, sometimes I'll just straight up want what they're offering. I'm like, I need to have that.
Right. One of the chapters in your book is entitled A Practical Guide to Crowdfunding Etiquette. What are some of the main rules of decorum as a crowdfunder?
I mean, the way I look at everything is, you know, treat people the way you want to be treated. So I basically applied that rule of etiquette to just about everything in crowdfunding. So, for example, one of my favorite ones to talk about, and I think it's one of the ones, I mean, I've evolved the chapters a little bit more the more I work with campaigners.
Sure.
But, you know, one of the things that I always tell people is to be a person before a petition. And, you know, a lot of times I'll see campaigners, they'll launch a campaign and they're going to go, you know, you look at their Facebook page and they just launched the Facebook page. And then they start wondering, why am I not making any money? I'm promoting my campaign on my Facebook page. And then you look and it's like, yeah, but you only have like 5 people who like your page, which means you're only reaching 5 people.
Right.
And then they'll ask me, why am I not getting more people liking it? And I said, because you didn't put in the work to be a person before you decided to petition them to give you money. As we all know, nobody wants to be like, you know, you meet someone for the first time right after the handshake, yet they're asking you for money.
Mm-mm.
Like, we get rid of that person real fast. And the same idea is in crowdfunding. You have to become a part of the audience. Crowdfunding, the more important of those two words is always going to be the crowd, because if you don't tap into them and who they are, you'll never be able to get that funding from them. So that's the first thing I tell people, you know, be a person before you're a petition. Always say thank you. The minute somebody gives you $5, you thank them.
Mm-hmm.
The minute, and you know what? Thank them again a week later. Why not? You know, they like to hear it. People like to be acknowledged, so acknowledge them. If somebody shares your campaign link, so you posted it on Facebook and they decided, oh, I'm not going to fund it, but I'm going to share it because maybe somebody does have money to spare. That is worth a thank you as well. Anybody who's going to bat for your campaign is something you want to acknowledge and praise, because then eventually they're going to see that they're getting praised so much they may, you know, sacrifice their latte for the day and give you $5, maybe even more.
Take yourself out of the seat of the campaign manager, creator, the person who you are, who works for Indiegogo, and I know you also fund projects, but just pretending you know less about your side of it. What does a potential contributor need to know, and maybe not to be overly cynical, but be concerned about if there's, are there any, I guess, shysters out there?
There's definitely, I mean, there can be, you know, shysters. I love that word, by the way. Thank you for using that. You know, there definitely can be. I mean, you know, in this world, I personally like to think in the positive spectrum, but, you know,
of course.
I'm sure there's some
like
people
to,
out
too,
there.
But.
Yeah, we have, you know, we have to. But, you know, there, you got to be realistic, too. There are people out there that want to take advantage of the system and all that. The good thing about, like, sites like Indiegogo, we've been praised for our, you know, fraud detection and things like that. So we really protect our campaigners, our contributors. But even if we didn't, the idea of crowdfunding is such that there's a transparency factor. And the fact that you're, you know, the main people who are going to be giving you the money first, like I said before, is going to be family, friends, and loved ones. There's not many people that are going to scam their friends, their family, their loved ones. And if you do, well, number one, that's messed up. But even if these are just random strangers, a person like, let's say, a filmmaker, you know, who's going to fund their first film, if they even think about doing something dishonest like that, good luck ever getting funding again. And we're looking at a world where crowdfunding is not just crowdfunding my one film and then I'm going to make it. You're going to have to crowdfund a few of them. And eventually you can possibly crowdfund your career as a filmmaker. If you raise funds, you fulfill your perks to everybody, you show that, you know, this film is winning an award, it's going to festivals, you can always go back and ask again. You know, so it's kind of like crowdfunding has a natural deterrent to, you know, shysters or shysterism, as I'll tweak.
You were recently at the Toronto Film Festival, and you're going to be at the Woodstock Film Festival, which is, of course, the reason I'm speaking with you today. What do you do at film festivals? What is your modus operandi in that environment?
Well, I basically go there, and it depends on the fest, but most of the times I'm speaking. About crowdfunding. If I'm not speaking either as a solo person or a panelist, I'm usually moderating a panel, which is the case at Woodstock. I'll be moderating a panel of successful Indiegogo, not only filmmakers, but I think there's going to be a couple of other art projects that were successfully funded on the site. And basically then I also walk around. I get to go to some parties and hobnob a little bit, which is always nice, and shake hands and talk to people about their projects. And sometimes if I'm lucky, I get to give a little bit of advice and showcase all the potential that Indiegogo has to offer to their campaigns.
John Tragonas, thank you very much for speaking with me today, and have a wonderful time in Woodstock.
Oh, thank you so much, and thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
John Tragonas is the author of Crowdfunding for Filmmakers. He'll moderate the Indiegogo panel at the Woodstock Film Festival on October 2nd at the Kleinart James Art Center in Woodstock, New York. To learn more, visit woodstockfilmfestival.com. I'm Sarah LaDuke, and you're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.